Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
President Barack Obama has confirmed aliens are real. Or is it quite as clear-cut as we think? Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and I hope you appreciated that little cold open, because that statement is exactly what we're here to discuss. Trending worldwide, President Barack Obama has indeed confirmed aliens are real. It's what he was asked, and he said that as much. I'm going to read you the exact quotes. Now, this comes from Brian Tyler Cohen's podcast. Now, let me just tell you, he is an American political commentator, YouTuber, and podcast host. It's a pro-Democratic Party analysis podcast, and he's built a big online audience, hundreds of thousands of followers on X. He's got sharp monologues, interviews, rapid response commentary on US politics. Now, he got an interview with, indeed, former President Barack Obama. And he asks him, and I'll give you some context around this as well, and that's why I'm doing this as a standalone episode. Don't know how long this will go, but it's really lit the world on fire for a lot of reasons, and I'll give you my thoughts too. Now, he asks him, are aliens real? Obama, it's very casual, you know, he's laid back, he's got his cup of coffee. Obama says, and I'm going to quote this as carefully as possible, folks, because this has become an issue from the interview. He says, they're real, but I haven't seen them, and they are not being kept in, what is it? Brian says, Area 51, and he says, Area 51, there is no underground facility. Obama then follows this up to say, unless there is this enormous conspiracy and they hid it from the President of the United States. He is not the first president to hint at that. Clinton even said as much back in the day. Now, Brian then follows up asking Obama, you know, what was the first question you wanted answered when you became president? And Obama says, where are the aliens? This has gone viral online. This is everywhere. Every major and minor news outlet, every famous influencer online is sharing this, posting clips of it. It's went big. I think the simplicity of it has really caught fire and caught attention to it in February 2026. Obama had to follow up on Instagram because of the reaction this got, and I think this is really interesting. Now, I'm going to read you what he said on Instagram, and then I'll just point out something that was pointed out to me that, again, a lot of folks are looking into this in all kinds of ways. We'll get to that in a second, but here's what Obama said to follow up. I was trying to stick with the spirit of the speed round, but since it's gotten attention, let me clarify. Statistically, the universe is so vast that the odds are good there's life out there, but the distances between solar systems are so great that the chances we have been visited by aliens is low, and I saw no evidence during my presidency that extraterrestrials have made contact with us, really. So yeah, enough interest that he's had to release a statement. Now, Barack Obama is a very, very eloquent man. He speaks so well, so carefully, and as was pointed out to me, A-listers like this, the triple A-listers like Obama, and before anyone gets in touch to say, Andy, you should try and get Obama on the show, he's not coming on That UFO Podcast, folks. But the questions are probably given in advance, and his team vet them, and a lot of his answers are probably prepared in advance as well. That's just how this stuff works. He still answers very casually and very naturally. But I think what's really interesting here, as has been pointed out by a lot of folks, and please tell me in the comments below, are we looking into this too much? Me, the other folks out there, he does say that during my presidency, I didn't see any evidence. Now, he still receives the presidential classified briefings, as presidents are entitled to when they leave that role. Did he find out afterwards? Is he using the word extraterrestrial there, again, in a Sean Kirkpatrick type way to cop out? You know, that arrow, we have no evidence of ET. Yeah, but maybe it was something else. Maybe we have evidence that it's non-human. Now, this is pretty big. I've ended up today on February 16th, where are we? February 16th, making two appearances on British TV news shows discussing this. Big news shows, GB News, which is the number one news show in the UK now, for right or for wrong, a lot of people would argue, and BBC News. There is a lot of options now in the UK, and they all have their angles, as does any show in the United States, okay? But these are two shows that have taken this incredibly seriously. The last time I had an outreach like this was in 2023, after David Grush's comments. So for me, the impact this is having overseas to hit the UK mainstream and have them be interested in talking about the UFO topic is incredibly positive. And folks in the States, folks in Australia, folks elsewhere, but particularly a massive portion of this audience is in the US, you should take that as a real marker for how big that statement is, that it's hit the UK in the way it has. And that's only within the first 24 hours. Let's see what happens in the following days. The news cycle is very fleeting, but I'm intrigued to see the follow-up off the back of this. What I'm interested also in is, again, comment below, like, subscribe, folks. Really appreciate it if you're on YouTube or if you're on the audio podcast. It makes a huge difference. Make sure you follow and subscribe. I have to drop that in there. But that follow-up Obama posted on his Instagram, a lot of folks would see that as him walking back his statement, and perhaps he is, or he's dampening it down or quieting the noise. In this day and age, people read the headlines, people see the first piece of news. The follow-up never gets the same reaction. And I think that will be the case here. People are seeing the headlines. Barack Obama says aliens are real. He was pretty clear, folks. There's no matter what side of the fence you fall down on in this, and I try and keep my skeptical hat on, and I have been with this. Maybe it was a lighthearted response, but he said it, and that stays, that sticks, that is out there now. Another president, once again, Barack Obama of the United States, has said aliens are real. Not he thinks, but he said they are real. In that moment, that's out there, that's history. And what comes off the back of this could be interesting for me. A few other comments he's made in the past, most famously, I think, on the James Corden show around 4 or 5 years ago now. I should have said 6, 7 years for the algorithm, but yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. He said, when it comes to aliens, there are things I just can't tell you on air. And he also followed up again on the same show. The truth is that when I came into office, I asked, is there a lab somewhere we're keeping the alien specimens and spaceships? They did a little bit of research and the answer was no. Obama then followed up again. But what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the sky that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they moved, their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern. So it's really up for debate, this, folks. A lot of reaction online. I'd love your thoughts on this one for a listener show. Yeah, huge. I'm surprised at the reaction, in a way, for this. But I'm quite excited for it, too, because it's a real positive for the UFO topic, this. This has eyes and ears on the conversation. Maybe Age of Disclosure gets a bounce from this. Keep an eye on Amazon Prime's charts. Age of Disclosure, will it get that bounce up the charts? Maybe people who have written books like me, Atlas of UFOs, will get a little bit of a bounce off of this. More eyes, more ears on the Twitter accounts, on your X account, your Facebook, your Instagram. Go and share it. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Tell your family and friends that Obama has said this. Get their thoughts. And I wonder, will it mean Trump has to say something off the back of this? Will he follow up positively, negatively? I don't know. But let's finish off with your listener thoughts on this, which makes some really good points. Break-even Bandit says, I do think he meant it in a scientific way. I see a bunch of smaller reports saying Trump has a speech prepared on disclosure and others to that effect. Now, folks, that's based on the rumour Trump is going to disclose on the 8th of July this year. The sources for that aren't particularly credible or reliable. I think, again, a lot of folks have jumped on that. Not in the way they have with this, because it's just rumour and speculation. I will hold my water on that one. He thinks this was off the cuff, and I used to think Trump would be the president to do it if anywhere to, off the cuff and bold enough or with a big enough ego to be the one to say it. Now I fear if he said it, the media would have a field day trying to call him a liar, as they have for both his terms, whether they were or were not accurate. Thanks for following that up, Breakeven Bandit, to not get me into trouble. A few other comments. Jean, she says, what I think is drip, drip, drip. For newer folks, that's Jean saying the whole drip disclosure. Not a big statement, but little bits here and there from presidents, from celebrities, from documentaries, from film, from media. Just getting the idea out there that this is real, this is here, and it's not going away. Lemo says, I actually just think it was a Freudian slip and everyone has just jumped on the bandwagon. To be honest, it just highlights how desperate we all are for answers, but at the same time, it's embarrassing for me when the promoters of this subject do this. However, to not completely poo-poo this, I will say it seems clear that Obama definitely knows something about what's going on with UFOs. Not an unfair comment, and I'm being really fair with the selection I've got here, and I love that about the listenership and viewership of this podcast, that it's so mixed, because that's what you need in a conversation and a debate like this where we don't know. And we don't know, remember folks, as a scientific answer. We don't know. It's okay to say that. Matissimo says, I agree with the Hume Neutrino, and I'll read his comment first in. Obama has made a few very interesting remarks on the subject. I think this could be seen as pushing a soft disclosure. He's a very clever man. He knew what he was saying and how he was saying it. If Trump ever came out with the announcement, I think they'd 25th him right out the front door of the White House and into an old folks' home. Matissimo said, I agree with Hume Neutrino that all of this is deliberate. I have a feeling that there's a group or a few groups that have an agenda, and there's probably so much more going on that we'll never know. Johan said, well, I guess he also has an NDA where he can't say anything. Maybe that's off the back of the follow-up. A few other comments from the Discord folks. Bars Attacks says, I took it as his personal belief in a casual conversation. Had the interviewer done his job properly and asked a few follow-up questions, maybe it wouldn't be so ambiguous, but here we are, further buried in the UFO statements that are groundbreaking, confirmation that a president talked to an alien, must click and see, don't forget to subscribe, podcast. I will not take that personally, Bars Attacks. But yeah, people are jumping on it. The funny, you mentioned the follow-up there. The Brian Cohen, who was the interviewer, has even released his own statement saying that the backlash for him not following up has actually hit him pretty hard. I feel for the guy, because I've had that once or twice before. I think in the moment, it's difficult sometimes. You do want to follow up, you try to follow up, you just miss out on following up. But yeah, I'm sure if he could go back, like he says, he would love to do that again. Maybe he couldn't. Maybe he wasn't allowed. Yeah, he's cleared all that up, though, and I feel for the guy. A few more folks to finish off. Rectified says, I didn't put much stock in the Obama stuff at first, but the backtrack makes me think his original words were deliberate. He's always toed the line with coy statements, and there was no reason to bring up Area 51 and a grand conspiracy against the president if his position is that aliens are only probable. If his position is aliens are only probable. So yeah, Gnosis says, it feels to me the Obama thing is being jumped on mainly because it's so simple. I agree. Very famous man says a very simple thing about aliens and it's very simple to repost on. I mean, the age of disclosure or Grush went way further. Okay, nobody else involved is as famous as Obama, but I honestly think because someone with an 85 IQ could understand the soundbite, this is the reason it has such traction. It's a big sign of the times we are in. It's harder to fit real insight into a TikTok. It's a perfect soundbite to play dumb on in a clickbait way. Yeah, I get that. It's short, sharp and sweet, and it fits on a thumbnail on YouTube, which folks will probably see if they're watching this online. Parsifal says, why did he mention the deep underground military bases? He goes out his way, you're right, Parsifal, to mention there's no underground facility at Area 51. Not to say that there isn't in the mountains, or not one he knows of. He's such a careful deliberator of everything he says. If you listen to the whole interview, that's the number one takeaway. Every single word chosen with care. And Parsifal, really good shout. 99.9% of people quoting Obama or seeing him in this have not watched that full piece. That's a fact. And I think that's just modern day media, to be honest. Griff says, I didn't put any stock into it and the follow-up cemented it for me. That was until someone mentioned he still receives the presidential intelligence briefings. He only said he never learned anything while in office. what could have been learnt while outside of it. And final comment, I love this one from Though Dubs over on Discord, and I asked him to follow up on it, and I'll point that out to you. He says, I don't wholly concur with this. Obama is typically hyper-legalistic, and for him to say this was unusual. There are a lot of things the community gets excited about that I believe are bad for the topic, but I can understand folks getting their heart rates up for this one. I believe the timeline of comments that's been posted both here and in the Skeptics thread are really interesting. On one hand, it's easy to imagine he's just riffing on the topic. On the other hand, to my mind at least, this is exactly what a portion of soft disclosure would look like. I asked Though Dubs to follow up on that, you know, what angle did he think Obama was taking? And he said, foremost, my take is that he was making a generalised comment about the likelihood of alien life in a vast universe. Imagining, however, that this were soft disclosure, I imagine it to be part of a coordinated effort that involved leadership from both major parties. If soft disclosure occurs, you'd think that's how it would happen. Probably just a coincidence that this occurred around the Trump disclosure chatter, but it could also mean something, I suppose. I believe there's a case to reasonably speculate it could be a ramp up to Trump's disclosure. Folks, I would love to know your thoughts on this. Comment below, let me know, get in touch, email, bombard me with emails on this one, and inboxes, use that ufopodcast.com/contact and let me know your thoughts on Obama's comments. And to finish off, folks, please, thank you if you have checked out my recent interview with the legendary Joe McMonagall, the first remote viewer for the CIA. But if you haven't, we talked about his time at the CIA, remote viewing Mars 1 million years BC, why that pissed him off, remote viewing a new type of Russian nuclear submarine, and why the guy in charge of the program didn't like what he had to say, trying to remote view non-human intelligences but knowing that he wasn't welcome in that circumstance. Fascinating stuff. And then later this week, I've got the one and only Richard Dolan on to discuss Chinese ufology and a whole lot more, especially given the Obama comments now. Thank you so much for checking this one out, folks. I really appreciate you listening, and look out for another news update and some more shows coming in the following days. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Sign up to a podcast membership. Help me out. Help the podcast out. Let's keep this ball rolling into 2026, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget, you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his anus, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little more.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.